The Sitka Comprehensive Plan is our guidebook. No major decision in the community on transportation, utilities, recreation, or housing can proceed without first consulting this important document, right? Maybe not.
So I would just ask, how many of you have read the current plan, front to back? That's the problem. It's over 100 pages. It sits on a shelf. It's not used very often. We need to change that. That's not doing anyone any good.
That's Community Development Director Megan Bozak addressing the Sitka Planning Commission. Actually, the formal proceedings of the commission, mostly approving variance requests, often bow to the comprehensive plan, but never invite it to dance. City Planner Mike Scarcelli would like that to change.
In 2015, we saw 34 variances. I think that's indicative that perhaps we need to make the decision as a municipality that's fair across the board to amend our development standards, instead of only doing variances at this commission, to focus on community development a little bit more.
Scarcelli and Bozak asked the Planning Commission to consider three strategies for making Sitka's comprehensive plan a more useful tool for planning. Just asking staff to revise it, asking staff to revise it with public involvement, or paying big bucks for a consultant to revise it. Scarcelli's rationale for digging deep into Sitka's plan was simple. Times are changing, money is tighter, and Sitka is going to have to become more self-sufficient. Referring to a PowerPoint screen, he described even larger questions that planners will reckon with in Title 22, Sitka's zoning code.
The harder ones, though, are going to be, how are we addressing, as a community, this global warming? There's a phrase in that field of think global, act local. We all have to do our share. How is our Title 22 creating something that might reduce our carbon footprint, reduce our energy use?
Addressing global warming is increasingly becoming a shared responsibility, but Scarcelli pointed out other challenges that are more specific to Sitka.
Across the nation, and especially in Sitka, art and culture is something that tends to be identified. Environmental concerns tend to be identified. People talk about affordable housing and economic development. Next is to really create measures for that and accountability.
Deliberation among commissioners was limited. Commissioner Daryl Windsor said it was a no-brainer for Sitka to go with an in-house revision of the plan, with the city anticipating million-dollar deficits next year. But Commissioner Tammy Parker Song didn't want to see the work fall exclusively to staff. She thought the process was just as important as the product.
I think, you know, how collaborative this feels to the citizens of Sitka, and whose voice is included and in what way it's included, you know, just the process, no matter what document emerges, like, that process will have long-term effects, I'm sure.
Commissioner Deborah Pullman was concerned that too much citizen involvement would bog the process down because of the seasonal nature of fishing and other demands on Sitka's time. But speaking from the public, Libby Stort suggested that the most effective planning involved citizens because administrations come and go. Also speaking from the public, Carolyn Servid noted that Sitka had previously undertaken a major citizen-driven planning effort following the closure of the mill in 1994 and 1995. She was frustrated that it was ignored.
It was 2 years that people spent doing a comprehensive plan. They came up with a citizens' comprehensive plan that was not adopted. So I think that this whole issue of the way that you involve the public, and I'm delighted to hear that that's what you're really wanting to do, because it, as Libby said, it's really vital that a comprehensive plan for this community be driven as much by the people who live in the community as by the staff that are in the city administration.
In the end, the Planning Commission decided to recommend that the Assembly authorize the Planning Department to develop a staff-facilitated citizen process to revise the comprehensive plan. Resident Scott Saline was encouraged by the approach.
Just thanks for being here. It gives me hope, you know, that my kids may be able to stay here. We live here because it's not like any place else. And then our city code is just like and worse any place else.
If the Assembly gives the nod, the Planning Department expects the revision of the Sitka Comprehensive Plan will take about 14 months. Their hope is to bring a different chapter of the plan forward to one of the Planning Commission's two regular meetings each month for a public hearing. The budget for the project is $30,000, which Megan Bozak said would be spent on an interactive mapping tool, a community survey, and public participation. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.